Well, it is. I'm kind of nervous for this interview, Riddler. We have a special guest joining us. He'll be in town this weekend at the Music City MultiCon taking place down in Lebanon. Let's bring in the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase. Good morning, Ted. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
We appreciate you doing this. You got to be excited to come to Nashville or Lebanon this weekend. Are you looking for, I guess you're looking forward to this.
Absolutely. Any opportunity to greet the fans and sign autographs and take pictures and just generally have a good old time. And not only that, I said, you know, like, who doesn't like to go to Nashville?
exactly right. Ted, I want to ask you this. What's it like still being so beloved after all these years? I mean, you could get into a ring tonight, 20,000 people would lose their mind. What's all that like?
You know, it's really surreal. It's I mean, I can still remember the first time I walked into a Walmart or whatever and saw the original action figure, the LJN, you know, now the Funko Pops and all that stuff. And I mean, I'm amazed. It's like, you know, I haven't had wrestling tights on in 30 years.
Wow.
I'll be 70 in January. And yet this is still, I go to all these autograph signings and the kids, you know, they bring the Funko Pops and, you know, and I guess one of the biggest sellers for the company, at least that shows up that way when we get our royalties, is the video games. I guess there's a whole lot of WWE video games out there. So anyway, but bottom line, I couldn't be happier and more grateful. So I'm coming to Nashville. I got to tell you guys something.
Sure.
My biological father, not my, you know, Mike DiBiase, is the father who raised me from the age of five until I lost him when he died in 1969 when I was 15. But my biological father's name was Ted Wills, and he was a professional singer. He had the most beautiful deep bass voice. He was a regular on the old Tennessee Ernie Ford show. And, you know, I thought I'd tell the Nashville fans that, so they, you know. Unfortunately, as much as I would like to sing, I couldn't carry a tune if it had handles on it.
We're talking to Ted DiBiase, WWE legend here. Now, Ted, you were a little bit before my time, but I kind of grew up with the WWE and playing the video games like you were alluding to earlier. And I remember the first WWE game that I had back in 2006, kind of going through all the championships and playing the game. And I saw the Million Dollar Championship, and that took me through a spin of a rabbit hole of finding out who you were at the age of 9 and 10 years old. So can you talk about the development of the Million Dollar Championship and where that gimmick came from?
Well, you know, the first WrestleMania that I was in was WrestleMania 4. And it's kind of crazy because WrestleMania 3 took place. I remember because at the time I had a tremendous deal in Japan, and my tag team partner was Stan Hansen. And I was going back and forth in Japan and just kicking it. And I pick up the paper and it says, WWF sets indoor world attendance record at WrestleMania 3. And as soon as I saw that, I said, if I'm going to stay relative in wrestling in this country, then I have to work for Vince McMahon. And it was just shortly thereafter that I get a call from the WWF, and which is WWE now. And Vince wants a meeting with me. And so I went and met with him. And he said, Ted, I've got an idea. He says, it's new. He says, a lot of things in wrestling have been done and redone. This is fresh. It's new. He says, but here's the deal. He says, I can't tell you what it is unless you agree to come on board with me. So I had to put, I went home and thought about that. I didn't have to think about it very long. and I called him back and I said, I'm your guy. I said, so what is it? And he says, I'm not going to tell you over the phone. So he flies me back to New York and he lays out the whole idea. He says, everybody hates somebody who is that bullies people with their wealth. And I laughed. I said, I can't stand guys like that either. That's the essence of this character. And he's, I think you're perfect for it. You interview well and blah, 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 blah. And so that's, you know, and he says, I haven't given him a name yet. I said, well, he sounds like a million-dollar man. And Vince goes, the million-dollar man he is. And right there, you know, is where it started. And but all the things that they did to get that character over, all the vignettes, me kicking the kids out of a swimming pool and kicking the honeymoon couple out of the honeymoon suite because it's the best right. suite in the hotel. All that stuff they did. I mean, people hated me before I ever walked through the curtain the first time. So.
Oh, that's great. Hey, Ted, do you mind hanging on through the break? We got more questions for you, but we're up against the break. Is that okay?
Sure. Absolutely.
All right, we got more with the million-dollar man. We're smiling ear to ear. This is crazy. With the million-dollar man, Ted DiBiase, much more of them coming up next. You listen to the Chase and Big Joe Show right here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. All right, welcome back to the Chase and Big Joe Show live from Pete and Terry's Bridgestone Arena. The Nashville Predators take the ice tonight, take on Vancouver here at all. Right here on 102.5 The Game starting at pregame at 6. Puck drops at 7. Let's go back to the phone line. Our special guest, the million-dollar man, Ted DiBiase. Ted's going to be in town this weekend at Music City MultiCon down in Lebanon. It's a huge event. A lot of wrestlers, a lot of actors coming here. And one of the big ones is Ted DiBiase. Ted, when was the last time you were in Nashville?
Oh, my gosh. I it's been so long, I can't even remember. I mean, it must have been, you know, I mean, this, you know, I either, it was one of the times I either wrestled there or was, you know, like after I stopped wrestling physically, I was a ringside manager for several guys. So that would have to be the last time I was there. But, you know, I was going to ask you guys, I mean, I was thinking about bringing my wife with me. Are there any great shows going on right now that I could take her to this weekend?
There might be. I haven't checked the schedule. Might be a Preds. You've been to a hockey game? I think the Preds might play this weekend. We'll double check that for you. If you haven't been to a Preds game, it's absolutely fantastic.
Well, I haven't been. But I mean, the last time I played hockey, I was playing sandlot hockey right across the street from where I lived. You know, and they would. I lived in Omaha, Nebraska, and every time they knew the first freeze was coming, they would flood this park. And just make it. It was ice. So I mean, I stopped a hockey puck with my face.
Oh Lord!
Right between the eyes, and you can even see. You know, you can see the scar across the top of my nose now. But anyway,
here's a funny story, Ted. A lot of people have moved to Nashville, and Nashville's become home for a lot of people. One of my dearest friends in the whole world is Reno Riggins. Okay.
Okay.
Reno just sent me a note and says, at the end of one of y'all's matches, you would stuff a $100 bill in his mouth. Virgil, his bodyguard, would always ask for it back. One night, Reno says, I just swallowed it and told Virgil I'd give it to him later on.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, and that's what we did do. It's like, that was kind of like, you know, when I don't know if you guys remember Terry Funk, but he was one of the greats of all time. And, he was the cowboy, you know, and he would do this thing where obviously he wouldn't really brand him, but he would, you know, he would beat somebody and take a branding iron and just like, you know, put the ink, whatever it was on, you know, on their leg or something, you know? And so I said, well, man, I've got to have something. So I said, like, well, every time I win, then I'll just stuff a $100 bill in their mouth. And then, of course, I would start to go, and I would say, Virgil, get the money.
Oh, that was great. What was, you know, such a great career and everything that went on. What's the one moment where that stands out more than any other one, Ted?
You know, it's, I mean, gosh, you know, I wrestled you know, like, oh my gosh, I mean, I started in the summer of 75, and I physically wrestled, you know, all the way to like 1992 or 3, I believe. And, you know, back in those days, I mean, even when I went to work for Vince, you know, we would wrestle. It finally got it down to, we would go out for 3 straight weeks, 21 days, 21 cities, and we'd go home for a week, and then we'd go out and do it again. Then they changed it to 10 days off, 10 days on, 3 days off, 4 days on, 3 days off. But anyway, you looked at it, we were only off like 6 days a month. But to try and pick, you know, one of them now. Okay, one. My first WrestleMania, I wrestled Macho Man Randy Savage in the main event at WrestleMania 4. And WrestleMania 4 was kind of like a tournament because I, you know, in the storyline of wrestling, I had purchased Andre the Giant, and Andre the Giant beats Hogan for the belt on TV, and of course they said, well, that can't, you know, and then Andre gives me the belt. And so they made a big fuss about that, and they said, well, they can't do that. You know, you can't buy the championship. That was the whole thing, was I was going to prove that I could buy everything, including the world title. And so they hold it up, and they said, we're going to have a tournament to declare a new champion. And so that tournament was WrestleMania 4, and it ended up being Macho Man in the last match. And, of course, Macho Man beat me and became the next champion. And I turned Macho Man from a heel to a good guy overnight.
Wow, my goodness. Well done there, Ted. We're talking to Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man, in town this weekend at the Music City MultiCon at the Farm Bureau Expo Center down in Lebanon.
So, Ted, you had a neck injury in your career that kind of prohibited you from being in the ring, but you kind of transitioned over into a manager because you had excellent mic skills in your career. What was that like, kind of transitioning from being a wrestler in the ring to kind of managing and being more of the guy that is on the mic in that aspect of the business?
Well, you know, for anybody that's been a wrestler, and had the success that I had, you know, moving from the ring to just talking, it's not like exactly what I would have preferred to do. You know, the best of me, I felt like when I was an in-ring character. But yeah, I mean, because I love the business, I said, yeah, whatever I can do to help. And so, basically, most of the time, the promotion was, I'm sitting outside and a helicopter is flying overhead.
Uh-oh.
They're looking for me.
Watch out.
Usually they would put a manager with somebody who had really good in-ring skills that wasn't necessarily great on the mic. That's pretty much how they utilized me. So.
Well, that's course, good. You're still beloved.
I did manage Stone Cold Steve Austin, and we found out he didn't need anybody to speak for him.
That is absolutely correct. Ted, it's a pleasure. Again, go see you at Music City MultiCon this weekend, Farm Bureau Expo Center in Lebanon. And, Ted, it's been an honor, man. Thank you so much. Safe travels to Nashville, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you very much, guys. And I might add the guys that are going to be with me, Mike Rotunda, Ron Simmons, Jimmy Hart, Scotty Steiner.
Love it. Love it. You guys are legends, Ted. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, Ted DiBiase coming to town. You ever been one of those comic multi-con things?
No, I've never been to one.
Those guys are so fantastic. They're so nice and so appreciative that, you know, they meant so much to us growing up and everything, and they're just wonderful people.
I probably need to go out there. I've heard good things about the Expo Center out there in Lebanon.
Who would you like to meet? Taylor Swift? Who's one person? You like Travis Kelce? Pete Weber?
The person that I would want to meet would not be liked around these parts very much. If I can meet one person, it'd be Hines Ward.
Hines Ward?
Hines Ward. That's my childhood idol. He's the reason I got into football in the first place. I'm always a big fan of Hines Ward.
Well done there. I'd like to meet Hal Gill one day. All right, we'll take a break. Coming up, Jonathan Hutton's going to join us. We'll get back into the Titans and trading Kevin Byard. Our question on the text line is, what one trade in sports just devastated you? A lot of reaction, and we'll talk to Jonathan Hutton. That's coming up next right here. This is Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.